On this episode, we discuss, ouch, those pesky little aches and pains we call arthritis. What information does the FAA need, and will experiencing musculoskeletal issues result in big-time delays in getting your medical certificate? All on this episode of the Mayo Clinic Clear Approach Podcast, your home for aerospace medicine that matters.
To this latest version of the podcast, I'm Mitch Nelson.
And I'm Clay Cole, your medical co-pilot, coming to you from Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where the pattern is clear, the wings are all level, and the AMEs are all above average.
It seems every springtime we get pilots coming through for flight physicals with joint pains, aches, various limitations to gripping and bending, or pushing off with feet and legs to operate rudder pedals. And, you know, who needs a weather report when you have arthritis?
That's right. As they say, aging ain't for sissies. Yeah, you know, I've noticed that a lot of pilots sometimes tend to forget to report on the medical application that they actually have arthritis. And some of the time we end up having to sit down and discuss current status based on the medications that they're reporting and not necessarily actually writing the condition down as something that they've experienced in the past.
But my understanding is that in most cases, pilots who report arthritis can be certified without too much difficulty, correct?
Yeah, that's right. In the vast majority of cases, if a pilot comes prepared and brings documentation of their medical status from their treating provider, and if they're taking acceptable medications, as an examiner, I can issue a certificate right away in the office under what's called a CACI qualification, meaning conditions AMEs can issue, C-A-C-I.
Right. So I thought it'd be a good time for us to review what those qualifications are, you know, before a pilot is applying for a medical certificate. Can you tell us some of those basics?
Yeah. And first of all, any documentation brought to the flight physical from the pilot should be current. And that means within 90 days prior to undergoing the examination, at least from the FAA perspective. There are situations where a pilot may have discussed arthritis or general aches and pains with their treating provider at, say, their annual preventive physical, and that occurred several months prior to their flight physical. In those cases, even a simple one or two paragraph letter on letterhead from that provider, or even a miscellaneous note that they could place on a medical chart, would suffice to provide updated information regarding arthritis for the purposes of aeromedical certification. Next, we need documentation that the treating physician finds the arthritis to be stable on a current treatment regimen, which may involve an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory as needed, up to daily dosing of prescription medications. The symptoms need to be recorded, and the key is that the symptoms that are experienced do not result in significant limitations in range of motion, lifestyle, or various activities such as grasping or being able to perform cockpit egress and emergency maneuvers, or even being able to pre-trip the aircraft prior to a flight.
So, what kinds of arthritis are allowable for FAA purposes?
Well, the most common type of arthritis that we see is referred to as osteoarthritis, or OA. This is the typical type of wear and tear arthritis that may affect various joints such as hips, knees, wrists, and fingers. In many cases, this type of arthritis can be treated with medications available over the counter, like ibuprofen or naproxen. And those are meds that we know by the brand name such as Motrin or Naprosyn. There are a class of medications referred to as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. When considering CACI qualification, the aviation medical examiner needs to indicate whether the pilot has osteoarthritis or a type of autoimmune arthritis such as rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, or something called ankylosing spondylitis. If a pilot is treated only with NSAIDs or with periodic use of corticosteroids such as prednisone, no labs are actually required for the flight physical, but if they are on anti-inflammatory medications outside of those typical drugs, you just need to have a complete blood count to check for anemia, a liver function test, and a measure of the renal function with a creatinine blood level. And that's required within 90 days prior to the flight physical.
I've heard that there's a number of acceptable medications that a pilot can take if they do have arthritis. Can you review those?
Yeah. Besides the NSAIDs, which are the most common medications used for arthritis, pilots can be taking lower dose prednisone as long as the equivalent dose of the drug is less than 20 milligrams by mouth once daily. In addition, medications such as methotrexate or any of several newer biologic agents are all acceptable with very little stand down time requirements. So, for example, adalimumab or Humira, apremilast or Otezla, etanercept, otherwise known as Enbrel, infliximab or Remicade, rituximab, known as Rituxan, and secondinumab, also known as Cosentyx, are all allowed. Now, some of these drugs, such as Humira, Enbrel, and Cosentyx, require a 4-hour stand-down time. Drugs like Rituxan actually require a 72-hour stand-down time. So there is some differences between those, and those are all available for lookup on the FAA website.
Aren't Plaquenil and Aralin still allowed for arthritis and treatment in pilots?
Yes, and those drugs, the generic names being hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, are all allowable. But these drugs do require a Plaquenil status report that has to be submitted by the AME, or the pilot's going to receive one of those no-no letters, you know, from the FAA. This form needs to be filled out both at baseline before starting the medications and each time the pilot is seen in follow-up. And it requires a comprehensive eye evaluation, including visual fields, as well as a measure of kidney function, noting that there will be more scrutiny if a pilot has a glomerular filtration rate, or GFR, of less than 60 milliliters per minute.
And that's it? The medical application does not need to be deferred to the FAA for review?
No, a pilot can leave the office with a medical certificate under this khaki qualification as long as the pilot brings the supporting data with them ahead of time. So the aviation medical examiner simply reviews the khaki worksheet for arthritis, confirms that the pilot's stable clinically, and of course tolerating the medications without untoward side effects, and then just places on the medical application form khaki qualified for arthritis. And that's it. Pretty simple, huh? Mitch, I think even you could pull that one off.
Yeah, gee, thanks. Okay, smarty. What do you have to do if a pilot says, you know, breaks their leg or is limited and unable to walk?
Yeah, you're right. These things do happen in life. Fortunately, the certification is, again, not that big of a deal as long as the pilot has appropriate documentation and that they can show that there are no functional limitations that preclude them from performing cockpit egress and emergency maneuvers within an aircraft. So obviously, I mean, if they have a cast on their lower extremity, they need to stand down because it would just be unsafe to operate the aircraft. But once the treating provider has seen the pilot in follow-up and signs off on their case, that information can simply be brought to the AME, reported under, well, you remember, box 18X on the application, and that's the one that says other illness, disability, or surgery. And after review of all the medical data, their AME can issue the certificate. We tell pilots that come to our practice that if there's a significant injury requiring hospitalization or maybe a surgical procedure, that's probably a good idea to come and just do a new flight physical to sort of reset the clock, so to speak, and clearly document that they've returned to functional baseline. In fact, under FAR 6153, the pilot technically is required to stand down if they're injured and if they're unable to meet the requirements for a medical certificate necessary for operation of an aircraft. But as well, technically, they could go back to flight status if they've returned to baseline and can report that at the time of the next flight physical.
Yeah, so definitely many pathways forward for pilots. And it's a good idea to, you know, maybe touch base with your AME if you have something new that has occurred before your next medical. So there's really, you know, no surprises and you don't want your AME to learn about it for the very first time at that medical.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast, and we look forward to having you join us on future episodes. Remember that if you encounter a health-related question pertaining to your aeromedical certification, you can reach our ClearApproach website at clearapproach.mayoclinic.org for an online consultation. And send your comments and suggestions for future podcasts to clearapproach@mayo.edu. Soft landings, and make it a great day.